Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Okay. Coming up, we're going to Oregon and talking to Danny. Danny, how can we help you?
Well, it all comes down to this. I have a house that was built in 46, and it's a brick house, and I have one running crack that goes from the wall of the roof down through the foundation. It's about a quarter inch thick, but I don't want it to move anymore.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's probably some sort of a shrinkage crack or something that may have occurred early on in the home's construction when perhaps you had some movement of the soil, some bad grading, something of that nature. If your sense is, Danny, that it's not moving and it hasn't moved in a long, long time, then I wouldn't recommend that you do anything about it because, frankly, there's not much that you can do about it at this point. You could fill the crack in with a silicone to make sure that you keep water from getting in there, which is a good thing because if water gets behind the brick, it can freeze and cause pieces of the brick to break off and chip away. But if not, there's probably nothing else that's going to force us to get any worse. You know what I mean?
Tom, will the silicone expand and contract should weather conditions force it to?
Yeah, silicone will. It's pretty durable when it comes to that.
The question I had, someone told me that I could put a steel strap, maybe 5-10 feet on either side of it.
Well, you could do that, but again, if it's not moving, there's really no point. You know, masonry surfaces often crack. They often expand and contract. And it's very typical for something like that to happen early on and be reasonably dramatic, but then nothing else happens, like you said, for 50 years. You know, the 40s was an excellent time for home construction. They really were built very, very well back then. And so I'm not that concerned based on what you're telling me, and I'm not going to suggest that you do anything dramatic like that.
All right. Good enough. That's what I need to know.
All right, Danny. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you want a second opinion, the best person to go to would be a professional home inspector, somebody who sees these defects day in and day out and may even be familiar with your neighborhood. You could find a good impartial one by going to the website of the American Society of Home Inspectors at ashi.org. Okay, Dan, thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.